to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Scott Vegas nonstop on NBC Sports Radio. Good afternoon, everybody. That was my radio guy. Voice.
Radio man.
Joining us, as always, my co-host for the last 6 years, Jeffrey with a G.
Johnny, great to be here, man. Another Monday in paradise.
I know. It's hard to wake up. And also joining us from ESPN, Johnny Sack.
Hello, fellas. Before we get started, though, I do have one quick question. Are you drinking coffee out of a straw?
Yeah.
Okay, that's for another time.
You're not the first one
to ever
say
sure that. That's what I was seeing.
Yeah. Well, as long as it gets down my, you know, down, I got to wake up.
As long as it gets where?
I got to wake up. I just, as usual, drank way too much over the weekend. Partied with Albie Shore last night over at his house at Lake Las Vegas. Playing some music. Like, he was playing some Public Enemy, a little Flavor
Can't
Flav
go wrong
stories.
With a little P.E.
We got to get Flav on the show. For those of you that are
you
out of town and don't
tight?
See Flav all the time, huh?
Aren't you guys pretty tight?
Yeah, I haven't seen Flav for a while. We go, you know, go bowling and have fun.
What's his nickname for you?
Johnny M.F. Scott.
Mother F.N. Scott?
Johnny Mother F.N. Scott would be his nickname for me. And he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction was this weekend.
Well, he's in with Public Enemy. He's not in alone.
Him and Chuck D.
Correct.
Make Public Enemy. Fight the power.
You got to fight the powers that
so
be.
So you lost your tuchus on the Masters yesterday.
Oh,
the
John.
Rain in Spain. Sergio.
Falls mainly in Augusta.
Was it his 20th time or the 21st time?
74th attempt at a major. He finally won.
It was his 20th Masters.
19th Masters, yes. Masters.
Oh, that was, okay, yep. So this was the 20th. That he,
this was the 20th.
Times. To win the Masters.
But John's right, 74 majors. It was the longest stretch without having won one.
And it was the 19th hole? Was there only one hole on the playoff?
One hole. They went back to number... No, they went back 10. To 18.
18.
So I guess in the Masters, you just keep playing 18-10, 18-10, 18-10, and it was over after the first one because good old Justin Rose put his driver into the trees.
Yeah, I saw that shot. Wow. Some of the shots were just amazing, though, over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The shots that these guys pull
yesterday?
Out of the bag.
There was a hole-in-one yesterday on 16.
Oh, I didn't see the hole-in-one.
Yeah, Kuchar put in a hole-in-one, which was beautiful.
Yeah, these guys, they're so amazing.
I just took the bad beats yesterday. I had Justin Rose, $50.
You took a beating.
20-1 to win 1,000, and he let me down.
That one stings.
Yeah.
Especially that putt on the 72nd hole, which should have been in or could have been in.
He stood there covering
the
his
edge.
Mouth like...
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. And then Sergio, from 6 feet, wasn't even close.
No.
Doesn't it make you want to play golf when you're watching it?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Oh, it does to me.
It does.
Until I get out there and I take a few swings and I realize how bad I am and I've already put 3 balls into the woods.
Yeah. Well, I live on a golf course, so it makes me want to play. Wants to play a little bit more. I saw a lot of players were out there yesterday. Al lives on a golf course, too. And boy, that looked like it was in great shape. We only have like about another 5-6 weeks that it's playable here in Las Vegas before it becomes brutally
hot.
And then you're lucky to get 15 holes in before you start heading back to the barn.
Which is why you go for the very early tee times.
So Cubs are starting today in the rain.
Apparently, our good friend Bob is in Chicago. He's telling
Rob
me
Sherwood.
Nope. Well,
Bob. Who's Bob?
Bob Bilodeau, my guy Bob. My Bob, not your Bob.
And backwards, it's still Bob.
Robbie Bobby.
Yeah, Bob backwards, it's still Bob. Well, they're supposed to raise the flag today.
And I think the ring ceremony, too.
No, I think the ring ceremony is in a couple of days,
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday's the ring ceremony. And
after 108 years, you're going to drag it out as long as possible.
And our friend Mike Bryant.
Every day.
Our friend Mike Bryant's out there in Chicago also. And I sent Mike a note, and I asked him if he'd ever been to Yaxie's, which is my favorite bar next to Wrigley. With Joe Spagnoli, Joey Spags. Great burgers, great wings, right across from Wrigley. They do $6 million a year just during baseball season.
So that means they're closed for 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
When you do $6 million, you don't really need to
need
the other 6 months.
Yeah, why open?
By the way, that's $1 million a month. That's on par with some of the busiest restaurants in Las Vegas.
Yeah. He's killing it. I mean, he used to be on Division Street, which you don't know what I'm talking about, but then he got the location across from Wrigley, and game over. Now, I don't know what the new park is. They're opening a new park across from Wrigley, and I'm not up to speed on that. I saw some stuff.
Maybe they'll call it Wrigley Park.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to call it.
Very clever.
And did the Cell change? I'm not a White Sox fan, so I don't know if the Cell changed its name again from Cellular Field to another sponsor. If anybody knows, you know, if you're near the computer, you can watch us on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV. And we do take questions, or you can give us a call at 702-365-9200. That's 365-9200. So what else you guys want to do? Talking about basketball? You want to talk a little bit about the NBA? You're just going to sit here and text your friends.
I'm actually looking up your stadium for you.
Yeah, you're looking up the new park, doing some recon while I'm just sitting here blabbing away.
I'm just doing recon for you.
Keep talking, John. They love listening to you.
We've got wine tastings coming up.
We do.
We've got for our wine club, Direct Sellers, we've got a wine tasting on Tuesday. We've got one on Wednesday. You got that on the Wrigley Park?
No, this is the White Sox Park. It's now Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yes, not wow. Sell
know
anymore.
That. I did not know that.
What a terrible name.
That is terrible.
Hey, guaranteed are we going to rate. Guaranteed Rate
Guaranteed
tonight?
Rate Field.
It should be Guaranteed Seat.
Right?
Yeah, the White Sox, I don't think, I don't pay really attention that much to the White Sox because I've been a Cubs fan all my life.
You pay attention to the north side.
The south side.
South side.
Yeah, White Sox on the south side. Wrigley is, you know, in Yuppieville. And on the north side of Chicago. Almost like a separate city, really, to tell you the truth. They're two separate cities. And you know where? I haven't been to Giordano's for pizza yet. I don't know if anybody's been to Giordano's over at Bally's.
No.
We were there a couple
I
weeks
saw
ago
it at
for
the
Wahlburger.
Link when we were there.
Yeah. We went to Wahlburger. I still haven't had the Wahlburger burger. I don't know. I'd like the way Ted would have it. The marijuana burger.
Exactly.
That's according to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Just so, Marky Mark, no Funky Bunch.
Yeah, okay. So there's wine tasting tomorrow. We went to a wine tasting at Grape Expectations on Friday, which was a lot of fun, with Professor K.J. Howe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Who started the Min 400.
I love K.J.
K.J. is
cool
just
dude.
A blast. Yeah. He just knows his wine. I never saw anybody do this before, but he puts the glass up to his ear to hear what the wine talking to him. I think that's a new innovative approach to enjoying your wine. Is hearing what the wine has to say.
My wine has never spoken
to
me. The next morning after too much of it, it's spoken to me.
Well, that's why you need never too hungover. That's why you need never too hungover while you're drinking.
This is true.
And get some vitamins and replenish your...
liver.
Your liver. Liver lover.
Replenish your liver.
Yeah. So we've got two wine tastings this week, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. And, of course, it is the first night of Passover.
Yes, so it is. We're going to a Seder dinner tonight.
Yeah, we've got a show business Seder, a Vegas Seder.
With magicians.
Yeah.
He's going to pull out the fifth cup for Eliyahu.
Watch me pull the out of my...
Exactly.
Out of my talus bag.
Well, 7-hour dinner, you don't get
start
to eat for the first
out,
5 hours.
Start handing out reading material.
Good Lord.
So there's a wine tasting. Anyway, if you're interested in the wine business, you want to be in the wine business or go to our wine tasting parties, you could go to VegasWineLovers.com. That's VegasWineLovers.com and click join and it'll give you all the options. You can actually be in the wine business yourself. And we've got some weeks there's like 9 parties. It's just crazy. So there's one at Town Square.
On Wednesday
and there's one on Tuesday. Where did I say it was going to be?
Some cigar place in Henderson.
Oh, yeah, and Fuego.
There you go.
Our friend Mike from Enfuego is having a cigar and wine. And then there's all these wine and weed parties that are opening up.
Wine and weed?
Yeah, wine and weed parties are catching on like crazy.
It's
catching on fire.
Didn't you have a URL?
I did. I bought that name, but I haven't done anything with it yet.
I thought you did.
I know.
Wineandweed.com?
Yeah, wine and weed. Wine and weed party. Johnny Sick likes that.
I own VegasTailgating.com.
Ran into Kima Ogden. Jonathan Ogden and the Ogden Foundation announces their third annual celebrity bowling event at Red Rock VIP Suites. That is coming up on the 21st of May. Plenty of time to get involved in that. J.O. used to be with the Ravens. Great guy. Celebrity bowling. And that's where I met Alan Thicke last year. 12 to 4 at Red Rock Casino. Strikes for Success. And if you want more information about that, you can go to the Ogden Foundation. .org, I'm guessing. It's a 501c3, founded by Jonathan and Kima Ogden.
Kima,
K-E-M-A, Kima. She's a doll. Miracle League baseball team in Las Vegas invites you to cheer the kids and adults on every Saturday at Ralph Engelstad Field at Rancho and the 95. April 29th is their home run derby. It's a fundraiser. Go to Miracle League Las Vegas for more information on that. I announced the game on Saturday, and my friend Tony was the ump. I didn't even know he was there. So a lot of local people get involved with the Miracle League that I didn't know because they just asked me to announce it, and I started doing it. It's really gratifying and really fun to do. And there's nobody's out, nobody wins. Every kid, and there's adults too, get a turn up at the bat. They've got a plastic bat, and they all have nicknames. And
nobody's
out. They all have play on music, huh?
Nobody's out.
Nobody is out, and you know they're all safe.
How does the game end?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't really end in the middle of. There's only two innings. They all get to bat through the entire lineup. They all have nicknames. This one kid calls himself the Great Bambino. Uh-huh. I mean, some of them
you
don't.
Told
even,
me, and he calls
honestly,
a shot.
He points to center field like he's gonna hit one
good
out.
For him.
And you know, and this one kid was doing the happy dance before he got up there. He was just so happy. They're so happy to be out. And you know, they just run. They don't even know if they're touching the bases. They're just. It reminds me of when my son was little. He played T-ball.
Yeah.
And the kids would hit the T-ball. You know, and they're 5 years old. They just run out. Kids run out to center field. So that's great. And they've got their fundraiser on the 29th. The 29th is also peace, love, and Happiness Beer Festival at Big Dog's Draft House. My live music on the patio on Thursdays. Do you guys want to talk about sports? Or do you want me to just keep talking about drinking?
No, I got to tell you. I want you to say happiness again and do that little bounce that you just did.
Peace, love, and happiness. We did the commercial with Nieve Melandra, and it's much more fun to watch her do it.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So that's going to be April 29th from 3 to 9 p.m. at Rancho and Craig. You can go to BigDogsBrews.com, get more info on that. It's free live music. You pay as you go. You get tokens. Over 40-plus craft beers. So we go from talking about wine to talking about beer,
weed,
talking about whiskey and eating. We had a great show. We had Cindy Williams was on our podcast, which is on Fridays at noon. And Cindy had some incredibly great stories. You
as,
go to my
as
Facebook.
She always does.
She always does. And we had Chef Gino was on with us. Gino Bernardo was on from Herringbone with the tuna that was just
the tuna poke.
Tuna
with the nori chips.
Oh my God! That was so everybody loved that.
You know, I liked it better when he had those little like pancake things. He switched it for
those
black chips. It's not the same.
You never forgave him for that.
I still haven't forgiven him. And every time I go into Herringbone, I have to make it a point.
He used to have these little miniature scallion pancakes like you would get in a Chinese restaurant back home.
Fantastic.
Most people here don't know it, but
fold them over. You got a little poke mini taco.
Yeah. With a scallion pancake.
Yeah, the new black chips.
Now you got the nori chips.
I complain every time I go in there.
Do you?
Clearly. My complaint to
it
me
falls,
nothing
it falls on deaf ears.
Deaf ears because they have not changed it.
Yeah, I love those things. I love those scallion kind of what do you call them?
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Those were.
He doesn't do them anymore.
Does he serve the pokey in the mason jars?
It's still in the
so
jar.
Still in the mason jars.
But you don't get the pancakes anymore. You get the nori chips.
And there was like ginger and what else is in
the sesame and cilantro and some soy.
And of course, I asked him what makes it a pokey, and you know, then it went crazy after that.
The
we started
pokey.
Doing the hokey pokey and put your left foot in and. Turn it all about. Shout out to my friend Tim Gleason over at Finley VW in Centennial Hills for taking great care of me. My VW Passat is back on the road. If you're looking for a new car or pre-driven VW, call my friend Tim Gleason over at Finley VW in Centennial Hills. Our friend Jason Ebbs is part of the Peter Chris Ace Frehley Tour, appearing with his band Ecotonic with Chris Slate from AC/DC. If you want to catch Jason, he also appears at Carnival Court every Wednesday and Thursday with his band Jet Velocity. Jason was on our podcast on Friday. It was great fun. And another shout. Tomorrow is Carlito's Burritos.
Taco Tuesday. I don't know why you have such a
I don't
a hard...
know why I have because it's not in front of me. That's why. It's not
two
written
for Tuesday,
in front of me.
Taco Tuesday. It's not that hard.
And Marklin Kennedy's been making a new video every week for Taco Tuesday. And you've got to see some of these videos. They're hilarious. And I don't know what happened to Kimmy. She's lost in traffic again. But the Blind Pig Restaurant, 4515 Dean Martin Boulevard, directly outside Panorama Towers. Great menu from your friend, Brooklyn-born chef Tommy D'Antonio.
Tommy's great.
Great meatballs to kill for, and that probably happened. Half-price appetizers, 4 to 6, $4 shots, $3 beers. So that takes care of the eating and drinking part of the show and takes us, I think, to our first commercial break. Bobby, are you ready?
Wow.
Yeah, I think, yeah,
Bob
it's a quarter
says,
after.
Why not?
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. I think we should talk about sports in the next segment. Stay right where you are.
Got another man to see. Got a call on the telephone. Well, got a
NBC Sports Radio, trying to wake up. We're trying to do the best that we can. Vegas Nonstop has come to a screeching halt after Anthrax.
That will help. Yeah. Great throwback, Bobby. Who did Anthrax team up with to do Bring the Noise? Public Enemy. There you go.
Flavor Bring Flav. We
that's
a get
great
Flav in
song.
The show. We gotta get Flav.
What's the dude's
here?
Name from Anthrax with the beard?
Scott Ian.
He did a great video and Bring the Noise with Chuck D. Unbelievable song. Great mix up. Good song. You like it.
Those guys have been around forever. Well, who got inducted this year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Was it Journey? It was Journey, wasn't it?
I think
Journey's here in like the next couple weeks. Back at the Hard Rock, right?
Yeah, but it's not Journey. The real Journey.
Anybody go see Green Day?
No.
I can't believe Green Day was
I was that, going was to on Friday night, and I ended up not going.
You just stay home on Friday night?
I did.
Go to
it
Temple?
It was nice. Yes. I went to services. My mother would be so proud of me.
She would. Yeah. All right, so what's happening?
I hear Green Day did put on a great show, though. I've seen them before.
But, you know, and I question to say whether they're going to sell out 16,000 seats.
Sold
and they
out.
Did not. No, they did not.
Sold out.
No, they did not. They had. It was in the paper this morning that they had certain sections were curtained off.
Correct.
Yeah, that's because they did not sell out, but I'm sure they still sold a lot of tickets. But 16,000 sounded like a lot of tickets for Green Day.
Why? Green Day still draws them in.
I guess they are. I don't know. So what's happening? Is hockey's coming to an end here, isn't it?
Hockey's over. The playoffs are starting.
When do they start?
Tonight or tomorrow night, I want to say.
Let the beards begin.
Yeah.
Let the beards
what happens?
Begin.
Tell me what's happening.
They don't shave in the postseason. It's bad luck.
You let your facial hair grow until you get knocked out or win it all.
Now, when do they throw the squid onto the ice?
That's only in Detroit, and it's octopus.
That's only in Detroit?
And it's octopus.
I want to know the people that bring that to the arena.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have a metal detector, but you can bring in a squid or an octopus.
An octopus will get through a metal detector.
And then you got to sit with it the whole game.
Well, no.
It's a squid?
Yeah, what if they don't? Hockey's not exactly like a 10-9 type of sport.
Right, 1-0 in the third.
1-0, it could be in the third easily, and you're still sitting there holding your octopus.
Isn't there some superstition thing with the octopus that predicts something, and they throw the octopus on? No.
As it relates to hockey?
Yeah. Or anything.
I know not.
I know there was some superstition. While you're on the computer, maybe you can find that out. Octopus superstition. Anybody know? Anybody in T-Mobile land? Demo Dave just walked by.
The NHL playoffs start on Wednesday, by the way.
Okay. And the Blackhawks are in it. I know that much.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And they're one of the favorites this year.
They are.
They're the, I believe, the number one seed.
Bobby Hull still playing?
No. Neither is Brett.
Bobby Orr?
No Bobby
Anybody
Orr.
Anybody named Bobby?
No Guy Lafleur. No Ken Dryden.
No Stan Mikita.
Exactly.
No Stan Mikita. Yeah.
There's an old one, right?
Yeah, well, he just passed, I think, last year. Stan
Mikita.
Right. That would explain why he's not playing.
Jean Béliveau just died last year, too. They have a seat for him in the Montreal Forum.
Mm.
Number 4 in red. Beautiful seat.
Your Gordie French House, accent
who
went, amazing.
Who passed last year.
Your French accent's amazing.
Jean Béliveau?
So October hockey starts here, right? I don't know what you're laughing about.
He said my French accent was amazing. He was making fun of me.
Oh, okay. We'll do it in French then.
No, I'm good.
Sacre bleu. Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
So you're not too excited about hockey. I love hockey.
I'm dying. I can't wait.
I'm getting out of you is yeah.
We're talking about the playoffs. I'm telling you what's going on.
Well, tell me. Okay, so Blackhawks play who?
I don't know.
Does anybody here know anything about sports? I don't know.
Here's all you need
to
know.
What's the price of mackerel? What's mackerel going for?
Montreal and the Rangers are playing in the first round, and that's going to be an epic matchup. You have two of the original six teams. They don't really care for each other. They both have great goaltending with Carey Price and King Henry Lundqvist. So it should be a very, very good series. Who do you like there, John?
I like the Rangers.
Come on.
Born and raised in New York. Come on.
Terrible.
Who's your team? Montreal?
The
Expos?
I love the
Expos.
That
explains the French accent, huh?
Oui.
I'm basically a Boston fan in every sport except hockey.
Yeah?
Patriots, Celtics, Red Sox all the way. Habs in my blood.
Except for hockey.
Correct.
John, you don't care for hockey too much?
I do once the playoffs come around.
Right,
there's nothing
best.
Better than Stanley Cup playoff hockey, which hockey's tough to watch on TV, but the playoffs are a whole different world.
I've been trying to tell you, you are going to become
fast,
a hockey
it's
fan.
Physical.
When
it's
you see it live,
live
it's
is
different.
A whole different world.
I went to one Blackhawk game.
When?
A long time ago.
Exactly. How old were you?
No, I was an adult.
Okay, and do you remember
the cold.
Game?
No, it was cold.
Not cold inside.
It was near the cold steel on ice.
Well, he's got those VIP seats right on the glass, right. So he gets the frost from the ice coming.
The Zamboni's dumping the snow right next to him.
He's kind of a big deal.
We had a good time at Cashman. We went with you the first day. We didn't get into any trouble this year, as in years past.
I didn't feed you any candy, that's why.
No.
That was the day that the Cubs were missing a couple of their guys because the Cosmo was on lockdown.
Correct.
And they were staying at the hotel, and they were going to try to get a late start over.
Rizzo was one of those guys. Yeah.
And the Cosmo was on lockdown because of the live shooter.
But on the bus.
He was basically just on the bus.
It's a barricade situation. They shut down the strip.
I read that your Gronkowski was in town. Over the weekend, Gronk
did you
was
see
here.
The video?
Huh? No.
Did you see the video?
No.
Gronk was here?
Yeah, there's video of him like dancing with like shooting champagne everywhere and kind of going nuts. It was pretty interesting. Like, he looks like a fun guy that you want to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably going to get in a lot of trouble and not feel very well the next day, but it's going to be an epic story.
Gronk's got to be a good time.
Yeah.
They're famous for the Gronk bus. And you get to go on the bus
and
party. What
about the cruise? How about the cruise?
And the cruise, too.
Yeah.
But the bus?
If those walls could talk.
What's the cruise? What's...
He basically took over a cruise ship, and he did a Gronk cruise where he invited, I think it was like 10-1 girls to guys.
Yeah.
And he basically took the cruise over. It was like his entertainment. So he turned the ballrooms into like giant nightclubs. They'd have like, you know, surfing competitions and pool games. And it was his own cruise.
Slip and slide.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
He'd be good for the city. Naked Twister. Naked Twister on the cruise?
Yeah.
Can we get him on the Raiders in 3 years?
That would be great. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Gronk in Vegas.
It's like we got a whole show. All right, so baseball. Let's move off of hockey since that doesn't seem to be of your interest.
I love hockey. What do you mean?
You're just preoccupied. You're busy.
No.
What's the price of mackerel?
He's dealing with something fishy.
Yeah, what's mackerel going
There's
for
something
today?
Something fishy going on.
How much is mackerel per pound today?
I'm getting hammered over here.
Holy mackerel. All right, so let's move over to baseball.
What do you want to know about baseball?
Who's playing today? I mean, this is the first. Are there any other home games that are starting today?
There's been a couple of games already played. The Red Sox lost in Detroit today 2-1. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay 8-1. And actually, some of their younger guys are starting to hit now. This kid, Judge. The kid, Chris Carter, the big guy they got from Houston, he had a home run today. Chase Headley had a home run today. Starlin Castro had a home run today. We were talking about it at lunch, so when you start looking at that lineup, there's some more names in there than, I agree, they're not the Yankees you're used to, but there are names in there that can produce.
They're names that could produce in the future. I mean, they're good players now, but... Well,
Headley's a name.
You look at a
now.
Yankee lineup with Teixeira and A-Rod and Jeter, and, I mean, it's not the same kind
it's
of Yankee
lineup.
Team. No, and it's not going to be for a couple years.
Probably not.
No.
But I think
they're doing it the right way.
I agree with you. I think they did. They shed all that dead weight, dead payroll, and they are doing it the right way with young talent, farm system, and bringing them up the Yankee way. Yeah.
Well, because those New York fans are very patient, too. I'm sure they'll sit around and wait for 3 more years until they get good. They're the most patient fan in the world. You made a good point earlier.
You know, the Mets are really the best team in New York right now.
Yep.
And those arms, that rotation is pretty sick. If they stay healthy, you could see that team winning 85, 90 games.
Absolutely. That's a playoff team, no doubt.
Unfortunately, I just don't think they hang with the Cubs or the Dodgers or Houston. Houston's in the American League now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different division.
I know.
They just got to worry about the Nationals.
I know. And somehow the Nationals always seem to underperform with all the talent in the world. Why? How do they do that?
I don't know.
Johnny, like, I don't have all the answers. You brought me in here thinking I had all the answers.
Well, I think for a number of years they were blaming the manager because they'd go through, you know, would they go through two managers in the span of 3 years?
Dusty Baker. And then they had
former Cubs manager.
Well, they had Davey Johnson before that.
Oh, yeah,
Davey
Johnson.
Yeah, so they were blaming the manager, Matt Williams, and they said Matt didn't you know have a handle on the clubhouse. So you know, it was easy to point the finger at the manager, but
when Dusty Baker was in Chicago, I used to say that him and Lovie Smith were kind of interchangeable. I don't know if you remember Lovie Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know, and because neither one of them seemed to show any emotion at all about anything. Nothing seemed to get them rattled. So
well, Lovie's still in that neck of the woods. Now he's the head coach at the University of Illinois. So
Champaign-Urbana.
He's still in that neck of the woods.
Yeah. What happened to Harbaugh?
Harbaugh's a bum.
Harbaugh is a bum, but is he still coaching?
He's at Michigan.
He's still at Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, here's what's happening in hockey. Wednesday's game is the Boston at the Outlaws. All right, Ottawa. Look like Outlaws. What am I talking
Outlaws?
About? Rangers are at Montreal.
Correct.
Columbus at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
St. Louis at Minnesota.
San Jose at Edmonton.
And then Thursday is Toronto at Washington.
Oh, there you
Nashville
go.
At Chicago and Calgary at Anaheim.
Couple of teams to watch in the playoffs. Edmonton can upset a few people. They have the young stud. They're calling him the next Gretzky. Connor McDavid. Kid led the league in scoring. Big, tough, physical team. Good goaltending. They can make some waves in the West.
Well, it should be fun to see. I can't wait until I actually am excited that we're going to have the hockey team here. I will go to the Golden Knights because a lot of my friends have tickets, and I'll go.
Absolutely, man. It's, yeah. When you watch hockey live, it's a completely different experience. And then you go to playoff hockey, there's nothing better.
But I always hear the same thing when people are talking about hockey. They always say, yeah, well, I love the fights. And I'm like, well, why don't you just go to the fights?
It's not the same.
Well, because they're on ice and on skates.
Two guys on skates, they get to pull the jersey over the head and uppercuts and crack someone with a stick. It's the best.
Well, as exciting as this is, I think we're going to take another break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM KBAT. Stay right where you are.
What a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal D. Public enemy number one, 5 points said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell him never really never had a gun, but it's the wax that's the Terminator X-Fun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell, cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you want to listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now, how other people say, make a miracle, D. I'm the lyrical, black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Hurry up.
Scott, they can stop bringing back the noise with a little Flavor Flav, a little Public Enemy, a little Chuck D.
And Anthrax. Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Shout out to Albie Shure, hosting us over at his place last night. Albie, always on tour, always making music. His son, Quincy, one of the stars of the show called Star on Fox Television, along with Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter. If you haven't seen Stars, it's a pretty happening show. And what makes it a good show for me is somebody's in a coma. That's how I know it's a soap opera.
That's a good show when someone's
we
in
were
a
talking
coma.
About Homeland season finale during the break. If you haven't seen it, Peter
You're
Quinn
ruin
is
it for
dead.
The listeners on the radio too.
yeah, of course. It's like when The Crying Game came out. I had to tell everybody she has a penis. But now
it's almost like you get pleasure
cares?
Out of ruining
Nobody
it for everybody.
Cares. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Homeland.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Homeland? So you guys agree that Homeland jumped the shark?
When Brody died, it was done.
I agree.
That next season,
when Brody died,
yeah,
I agree.
They were reaching a little too hard,
and they have been ever since.
Yeah, they've been chasing it. And
now we're watching Billions right after Homeland.
Yeah,
and then did you watch like the notes after? You know, like the post show. The guy that plays it is a Brit.
Yeah, he's a Brit.
That's Brody.
Yeah. Here's the part that I don't understand. Do you remember the first two episodes and Chuck's wife was like the dominatrix?
Yeah.
And there was this whole
Why,
story.
When did
it's
that
just
stop?
Disappeared after the second episode. We've never
well,
seen that again.
Been fighting
if she was
ever
still
since.
Beating him, their marriage would be still
She can't
intact.
Go do that to somebody else.
There was a couple of episodes where he called her from the S&M club.
Yes.
He's inside.
Yes.
And she makes him get on the floor.
Yes.
And lick the floor.
Yes. But where did that storyline go? It just disappeared.
They dropped that S&M
I know.
Part
I don't know
of
why.
It. I agree with you. That I think they should add that.
Yeah.
Bring it back?
Yeah, but bring back the S&M.
Now. I know.
Now they're separated.
But now she needs to go out and be a little hooah. That'd be a great storyline.
Yeah.
They're separated. Go be a little
Well, she
slut.
Already hooked up with someone.
I know. You're going to ruin that. That was a new episode. Don't ruin that.
It was? That wasn't
yeah,
last
that was
night.
The young guy.
No, that was last week.
That was last week.
Last week.
I'm
Did
sorry.
That guy work for X?
No.
No, he brought her in to evaluate the girl that was going to go into space.
And she said no.
And remember when she left the office, she said, when you're done messing around with these hairless 20-year-old
come
girls,
see me.
Come see me.
And he did.
Yeah, he did.
What's the story with the transgender character Taylor?
I don't know. Where's if that transgender.
Going? In Billion.
Is it a guy or a girl?
No one knows. I think it's a guy.
Notice they give the name, no, the name Taylor.
Right, like Pat.
That's an androgynous name, tell. Yeah. If I can use the word androgynous.
I'm
going to
guess it's a girl.
I don't think it's,
I think it's a girl. I think Taylor's
think it's
a woman.
Transgender, though.
Oh, I think it's part of the LBQTZ community. I don't get all the letters right, but I know it's LBQTZ.
Did you say LBQTZ?
I don't know. I don't know the letters. I can't remember the letters.
You forgot the G.
There's too many letters. There's too many letters for me to grab hold on that one.
It started with G, and we went from there.
Jeffrey with a G. Line one. Go ahead.
But I don't think there's a transgender issue there. I think this character is just gender questionable, if that's
gender questionable. Possible. I don't know where they're going to go with it, unless she starts getting into S&M with Wendy.
Well, when they introduced Taylor, remember the guy
he goes,
said
Wendy's boyfriend,
her,
girlfriend.
and then Axe asked, he said, "Is that really a her?" Like, so they kind of set us up to be confused.
Oh.
Remember when they first introduced Taylor?
But it was a good poker game.
I like the poker game.
Yeah,
everybody likes the poker game. We were somebody that wanted to know if you could have online poker playing here in Las Vegas, and we reached out to John English, and yeah, World Series of Poker, you can play for money online here in Nevada.
I think there's a lot of sites you can play poker online.
Yeah, I was with Henry Winemaker, Henry with the spiky hair, and Brandon Reese. We went to Hash House of Go-Go the other day. I didn't even know the Hash House of Go-Go was at the Links.
The Link.
Okay, that. the
Links
link.
Is where
well,
they play golf.
Well, it's got a Q. It's got a Q in it.
Right, no S.
So Link Q. Link Q, buddy. But talk about a lot of food at Hash House at Go-Go. I always get the chicken and waffles there. And it's like
their portions are ridiculous.
The size of your head.
You like
so
the
much
chicken
food.
And waffles?
Chicken and waffles there is out of this world.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love chicken
he
and waffles.
He gets real
though.
Serious about some of his food, I got to tell you.
Yeah, Johnny Sack loves to eat, too.
Well, look at me.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you were very into your, you had some issues today on the menu at lunch, what you were ordering.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you saw the...
Yeah, thanks for inviting me to go along, you guys.
Pot stickers.
Where
we
did
knew,
you go?
We knew you were sleeping.
I was sleeping. Where'd you go?
Right down the street, SG, right on
at
Flamingo
the corner of
215, the old
Flamingo.
Sedona, now it's, the old,
oh,
now
that's
it's cool
right.
and
yeah,
hip,
you said.
So it's just SG.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, Kimmy and I, actually, Kimmy Couture, who didn't show up today for some reason, went there... And it looked like they really did a great job on redoing the restaurant.
Beautiful build-out.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I went to Kimmy's place the day we had that 60-mile-an-hour windstorm, and I'm walking into the Blind Pig, and there's literally, like, plastic furniture and cushions and everything flying off the balconies from Panorama. Oh, it was raining furniture while walking into the Blind
Martin?
Pig. It's yeah, Red Air and Dean Martin. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's raining furniture,
it's
folks.
Raining furniture.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Anything in NFL to talk about? Any drafts? Anything going on in NFL?
Well, there's big news right now. There's a couple players in trouble because they were here for an event, an arm wrestling event.
Correct.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Well, the NFL has strict rules that you cannot attend an event within a hotel casino property. Now we
well,
were talking
about
this.
How's that going to work out when we have the Raiders
well,
here?
Well, I think they're going to adjust that rule, but they got 3 years until they have to even address it. So as of right now, they will keep that rule intact
still
the way
on
it
the
is.
Table.
Yeah, and I was reading that this morning. Wrestling with poor judgment. NFL upset players held arm wrestling event in LV Resort. I mean, really?
Where were they?
MGM. That's what. So there was rumors to be that they were betting on who was going to win.
Steelers linebacker James Harrison, retired running back Marshawn Lynch. Well, he's retired, so what does it matter anyway?
That's what I said, because there were also some current
also
players.
Some current
made-for-TV event. Roger Goodell said, the Oakland Raiders relocation in Las Vegas would not affect the league's gambling policies. Right?
For now.
For now.
Well, I think they're going to keep the gambling policies intact, but they're going to have to, if the Raiders come in here and try to be good community partners and get involved in charitable functions, a lot of the charitable functions that we go to, especially the bigger ones, are on
property.
Hotel casino property.
Yeah.
So right now the rule states that they are not to be involved in any events on a property, but once they get into town and they're part of this community, they're going to have to adjust that rule a little bit.
When you say the gambling is going to stay, you mean gambling on football or sports or gambling at like a table? Because right now
the rule is gambling. Does it specify?
I don't know, because if you think about it, there are other casinos around the country that don't offer sports betting, but they offer blackjack, roulette, craps,
horse racing.
So if a New England Patriot wants to drive down to Mohegan Sun or Foxwoods and play blackjack, is that currently against the rules?
I'm not positive what the rule says, but I believe they don't want them gambling at all.
Interesting.
But, I mean, let's be honest. If you go down and play a little roulette or a little blackjack, are you hurting anybody? You're over the age. You have the money.
That's what I'm saying.
It shouldn't be an issue.
It never stopped Michael Jordan or Charles Barkley.
I believe it's gambling right now.
Huh.
And even if you're gambling on the golf course. Gambling? Did I read something different for the Vegas Bowl this year? Anything to talk about with Vegas Bowl, your big event?
What do you mean? Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're going into the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame this year with Butch Harmon, who's the golf coach to all the big major players around, and it was Tiger Woods' first coach, and Floyd Mayweather, which is pretty cool, and then Sam Schmidt, who was who's the first paraplegic to ever get a driver's license. He's a former race car driver who was injured. Now owns a race team and is the first paraplegic to have an actual driver's license.
When is the Hall of Fame on that?
June 2nd. June 2nd.
Oh, so it's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, KBAT 920 AM. That's as fast as I'm going to ever talk. Hey, everybody, Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop, listening to Anthrax on a Monday, trying to wake the hell up. Here's what we're trying to do here. The Year in Beer. Vegas Beer and Music Festival is at the Hard Rock, April 14th. That's in a couple of days, right after everybody's Seder. Montelago Village Beer Fest, like there's anything going on there, at Lake Las Vegas. And we mentioned our friends and sponsors, Big Dog's Draft House, Peace, Love, and Happiness, April 29th. At Big Dog's Draft House on Rancho and Craig. Seasonal festival focusing on hop-forward IPAs and double IPAs accompanied by barbecue from Chef Sergio. Everyone's invited to enjoy the atmosphere and music for free, while those who want to sample the food and brews can purchase tokens. Beer is available in tasters, half-pours, and full pints. Information at BigDogsBrews.com. Stone Domination Aces and Ales at 10 AOA May 13th, another beer festival. Las Vegas Brews and Blues, I like that one. That's at Springs Preserve on May 27th. So you know, these craft beers are just huge. It's huge, as our president would say. It's huge. So you wanted to talk about some sports, Jeffrey, with a G?
We were talking about the...
imagine that.
Well, I mean, usually I start talking about sports, and then you're talking about something else. So I thought this week we would do it differently. We'll talk about something else,
yes,
and we'll blend the sports in later.
he'll still get you off track and go to something else. Make no mistake about it.
Anthrax.
We were talking about Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who not only has averaged a triple-double for the year this year, he also broke Oscar Robertson's record of 41 triple-doubles in a single season, which is absolutely amazing. And yet, there's some question whether or not he should be the MVP.
Yeah, Johnny just stares at you.
There's no question in my mind.
No, I'm letting him get it all out. I want him to lay it out for everybody.
Just let him die there.
Keep on going.
He's reeling me in until he drops the hammer on me.
Yeah, in my opinion, there's no question about it. This guy's done something that only one other person in the NBA has done. It hasn't happened since 1961.
Correct.
Is the last time it's happened. And do you realize how hard it is to average a triple-double for the year? And he's not just doing it. I mean, he's not just barely doing it. I mean, he's having no problem. 42 triple-doubles for the year. Do you realize that? How impressive that is?
Now, what if I told you that James Harden, whose team won 53 games this year, had 21 triple-doubles this year?
Okay, so he's had half the number of triple-doubles, and he's won, five more games, six more games?
Is it only that little? I think it's more like 10 games.
Right.
Okay, so you said he's won 56 games.
Eight more games.
Okay,
54 versus
46. So he's won
46.
Eight more games. He has a better supporting cast, and he has half the number of triple-doubles. It's not even a question.
No? How about Isaiah Thomas Jr. from the Celtics?
No.
Who have the Celtics at 50-plus wins, a number two seed, the best fourth quarter player in the game. First player since Larry Bird for Boston, at least, to average 29 or 30 points a game.
He's having a great year.
All at 5'9 from the guard position.
He's having a great year. But you just said it right there. He's 5'9, and it's unexpected with what he's doing. So I think he's getting a little more play because he's 5'9 and it's unexpected. You have a guy that has 42 triple-doubles and has averaged a triple-double for the year. And it has not happened since 1961. To me, that's a no-brainer.
Now, we were looking at that 1961 season.
Yes.
Bill Russell was your MVP that year.
Oscar did not even win the MVP.
He didn't come in second.
He came in third.
He came in third.
Yes.
So Russell won the MVP. Wilt averaged 50 and 24, came in second. Oscar averaged 31, 11.5, 12.5, and came in third to Bill Russell, who had 16.9 and 24 boards.
I didn't vote.
You're not in the academy.
I can't explain that one. But I mean, how do you go against Wilt if that is accurate information, which I trust that your research is correct. But
thank you.
You score 50 points a game and have 20 something rebounds a game. I don't know how anybody doesn't win the MVP there.
Or at least Mr. Triple Double, Oscar. It was the first time in NBA history that it happened at that time.
And think about Wilt did that while what was he? He was shagging like 2,000 women that year, too. Like, how did he even have the energy to score 50 points and 25 rebounds?
Get the stamina up to drop 50 for the season.
Absolutely.
Average 50.
I don't think anybody realizes how hard that is.
I don't even know of anyone who's averaged 40.
Don't even. I saw the look on your face.
What's your favorite beer movie?
My favorite beer movie?
Yeah.
Are there movies about beer?
Yeah.
What movie's about beer? I mean, where beer plays a big role in it?
Yeah.
I like Slapshot, personally. A lot of beer there.
Is that a movie about beer?
No, it's a minor league hockey team, but there's a lot of beer drinking going on.
What about Strange Brew? Remember that one with Bob and Doug McKenzie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know Smoking the Bandit was about beer. Beer League. Wasn't that? There was another one about beer.
Was like, what was the one where they go to
a couple years
Europe
ago
to drink out of the boot, the German boot at
yeah, what was
at
that
Oktoberfest?
One?
You got me. I still haven't seen Pitch Perfect, which apparently I have to see Pitch Perfect, I was told.
Listen, I'm not saying it's an Academy Award, but it's a funny movie.
Any movie with Adam Sandler. Any man has beer in it. What about favorite beer song?
99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall?
No. It was
Strange
not
Brew.
Are there beers in heaven?
What? Where are you coming up with this?
Well, it was
that's what you should have come
we
back
were
with
talking about
answers.
Sports like you asked us to, and then you... John's right. You weren't going to let
there
us
There was
finish.
No way that you were going to continue that conversation.
Right to beer.
Well, you were talking about Wilt Chamberlain, and there's only so much I could go to with Wilt Chamberlain without getting dirty. Right?
No, why?
Well, because of what he said, he just shagged 1,000...
Well, he shagged 20,000.
10,000. 20,000.
In his days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20,000.
So John was saying he averaged 50 points and 24 boards that season while shagging 2,000 women. It's quite an accomplishment.
Well, as much fun as we've been having.
Bobby can't wait to get us out of here.
Drop us a line. If you see us out there, please stop us and buy us a drink.
Great music today.
Because we need more liquor in our lives. Like us at Jonathan Scott LV or Vegas Nonstop on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Again, if you see us out there, please stop and say hello. Make sure and tune in Friday at our podcast on Facebook Live. Thank you, Johnny Sack.
Thanks for having me, Kim. It was
Jeffrey
a pleasure
a
today. It was good spending time with you, Kim.
Yeah, Kimmy Couture,
Kim,
right
glad
where you are.
Be here.
Eat well, party hard, my friends.